Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're listening to Angus and Trista with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, a surfing dog performed for the final time at Noosa's Surfing Festival after 14 years of surf riding with his owner. Christy Abwatz began surfing with Rama, a rescue dog, when he was just a pup. He quickly became a natural on the waves, even learning to jump while riding on his owner's shoulders. Rama is the second generation since Mr. Diabwatz taught his dogs to surf 30 years ago. He now rides with his third generation dog, Jarra, who will take Rama's place. In more local news, more than 200 millimetres of rain has bucketed down on North Queensland, cutting off the Bruce Highway between Cardwell and Ingham. Since Tuesday morning, the region south of Townsville has seen rainfall as high as 300 millimetres, with flood warnings in place for the Bowl, Herbert and Ross Rivers. Many residents in the area are alert and ready for any flooding event, with many having undergone similar weather in February this year. In national news, a bill to mandate pokies play cards is being debated in Victorian Parliament in what would be a nation-leading reform for the gambling industry. The bill would give the government special powers to mandate play cards that require gamblers to set limits on how much they are willing to lose before they play. The cards will be trialled at 40 venues over a three-month period should the bill pass, with carded play to be rolled out statewide by 2027. In 2024, Victorian gamblers lost over $4 billion on the pokies, with Australians losing out $31.5 billion nationally to gambling.
In more national news, Australia spent a record $69 billion on online shopping from major stores like Amazon, Temu, and Shein. This was a 12% increase from the year before, representing Australia's major online spending growth as consumers search for cheaper prices and better alternatives. The pandemic is a crucial reason for Australia's online shopping habits. Australia spent twice as much in 2024 than it did in 2019. Although we're buying more online, our basket sizes have shrunk. Each generation is spending an average of $91 per transaction, with an average. In more international news, Russia has paused strikes against Ukrainian energy infrastructure amid talks of a ceasefire deal. The move comes after a 90-minute phone call between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump late last night. A statement from the White House has revealed that further peace negotiations will begin immediately in the Middle East. Russia rejected the proposal for a full and immediate ceasefire that had been proposed by the United States in Saudi Arabia last week, indicating it will only agree to a ceasefire should all military aid to Ukraine cease immediately. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool, humid, and cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.